Item number four is a resolution to authorize the negotiation of an agreement to fund an artistic bus shelter with the Bayview Business Improvement District. The sponsors are Supervisors Dmitrijevic and Haas.
Supervisor Dmitrijevic.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I should say, give me a second here, too. For those who are following online, it's on your PDF, it's page 49. And I want to thank my co-sponsor, Supervisor Haas. And let me just give you a brief, very brief, because this is becoming a long meeting here. Oops, actually, let me get everybody here. There we go. this resolution came up as something that I'm authoring. We have people here. Awesome. Okay. We also, Mr. Chairman, have two people here from the KK bid, which I'll be referencing in my comments. If you could fill out a card, then you can speak here before us. Maybe someone can help them with that. But this project, I want to take you all. I don't have a helicopter, but maybe you can follow me in your mind, please, to Bayview. And on the intersection of KK, Howell, and Lincoln, we have a whole lot going on. If you haven't been there in a while, I hope you'll come by. And newly formed is the KK bid at the city, so we have a business improvement district. And going on right at that heart of what is kind of the entrance and gateway, if you've been down there, we have Lulu, Stone Creek, Toppers, I mean, it goes on and on, Boulevard Theater, yeah, you name it. There's a lot going on. And what you'll see now is what I like to call the Bayview crater, because there's a huge hole in the ground because we're getting ready to start constructing a new Altera bakery and a facility, coffee shop, et cetera. It's going to be the home of many of their operations. So we're very excited about that. Also, what you have there is a transit hub. You have a number of 3 to 4 bus routes that meet there, and people are able to transfer to go, of course, both north and south and east and west. So we in Bayview also see that as something very critical to our urban environment. Many people in my district use and depend on transit, and that comes the idea to enhance that area. So like I said, if you're on that trip with me to that corner, that hub, we have, it's all cement. It's not very attractive, and there's a very old, outdated, sometimes graffitied bus shelter in the center of it. So being that we're transit supporters and business supporters, we would like to beautify and make that a landmark, welcoming kind of gateway to our community. What I think is most noteworthy, and you'll hear from people after me from the community, is the fact, the way that the local businesses through the bid are willing to not just step up, but put their money where their mouths are, and they're looking to invest anywhere from $100,000 to $150,000 along with the city of Milwaukee. So what I'm asking is that the county be a partner in this, most specifically due to our role in the transit system and our great role in public art. As you know, we've led the way in many great projects throughout the county, and hoping that we can at least contribute up to $50,000 for this project. There'll be a local design competition, and like I said, I'll let the people from the community speak on that. I think it's really exciting, and the fact that we have this natural match from private and the city, it would really make sense to have the county be at the table because of our role in transit. So I'd like to move approval. I'd like to answer a question that I think that some may ask. Where's the money coming from? Okay. Well, if you can recall, there was a project recently canceled by the county executive, leaving $700,000 in our public art fund. And so I'd like to use up to $50,000, which is a very small fraction, but a huge part of this project, so that Milwaukee County can be a partner in the awesome things that are happening in Bayview. So I move approval, Mr. Chairman.
We have a motion to approve. We have two folks here who want to speak with us. Carrie Yandel. Is that correct, Carrie?
That's correct.
Let me know if I mispronounce your name. And Jason Wodeski?
That's correct.
That is correct. Yep. Please.
Well, my name is Carrie Yandel, and I am a business and building owner along the KK corridor, as well as the chair of the, we are calling it the Bayview Art Stop Committee. So we would like to integrate the bus shelter with the art project as part of the embodiment of this public work. The reason that this all came up at this time is that it coincides with the re-engineering of the intersection at KK Howell and Lincoln. The construction of the new Altera required a reconfiguration, realignment of some of the sidewalks and curbs, resulting in a smaller residual traffic island that was not conceived of as really having anything occupy the space. So we looked at it as an opportunity, since the work has already started, to have this new design competition coincide with that work. The committee is seeking work to enhance the intersection marking the epicenter of the Bayview Arts and Entertainment District, which is what we see happening in Bayview right now. There's a resurgence of creativity bringing new entrepreneurs and business owners and residents to the area because of all the amenities we have to offer on Milwaukee's south side. The convergence of these intersections creates this residual traffic island hub, but lining that intersection in particular are some of Bayview's more memorable or recognizable businesses, including Cafe Lulu, Cafe Central, Riviera Maya, Boulevard Theater, Stone Creek Coffee, Guanajuato's, and the new proposed Altera project. So the art project is envisioned as being highly visible to both the automobile and pedestrian, to engage pedestrians and transit users, as well as to be a kinetic sculpture that would also be using renewable energy sources in terms of lighting and powering. So I think it'll be a perfect opportunity to integrate all of these ideas into one public work in a successful manner.
Questions?
Mr. Chairman, can I add one more thing?
Please.
I almost forgot, and he'd be very angry if I didn't mention him, our wonderful alderman, Tony Zielinski. He would like to be here today, but has a common council meeting, which he said was the only thing that would prevent him from being here. And he's really helped along with the KK bid and has been a visionary along with the community on this, so I wanted to thank him for his support, too, because I know he wanted to be here. It's his old stomping grounds, being a supervisor before, so...
Mr. Wodeski, you represent Business District Improvement District Number 44.
Right. I am the president of the Business Improvement District Number 44, and I just really have nothing to add other than the board approved unanimously to support this project and also take ownership of the project and maintain the project over the course of the many years in which this will be feature on
AK. Thank you. Ms. Torhorst?
Good morning, Chairman. Good morning, Mr. Vice. Give you an opportunity to share some thoughts on the county executive office. While we are very excited about the potential for the bus stop and the public art, we do request if it would be at the understanding of the committee to give us a month. We understand that we took the opportunity to cancel the public art project that was in front of the courthouse. As our responsibility for the second half of that step was to bring forth some options in regards to how the remaining funds may be spent. And we have not done that as quickly as we'd liked. We had a little bit of a budget due. So if at all possible, we would love to have some opportunity to look at this, talk with the supervisor who sponsored it, hear a little bit more about the project, and also give the county board an opportunity to weigh some of the proposed capital
the motion before us is to approve. Is there any want to modify that on the part of the supervisor?
Mr. Chairman, no, I'm not inclined to do that right now. I think this project's ready to go. And not having any idea what that plan looks like, this is a small fraction of that money. It's a large amount of money that Ms. Tohurst is talking about. But this project's ready to go. We want to get a shovel in the ground. I think it's a great project. And, you know, I think that the money that's left, which is, again, a huge balance, can still go on, and I'll support that. But this project, I think, needs to be dealt with now. It's a great project. And like I said, without having that plan, I feel uncomfortable waiting. Thank you.
Is there any further discussion? The motion before us is to approve. Hearing none, please call the roll.
Haas.
Aye.
Cesars.
No.
Dmitrievich.
Aye.
Jurcet.
Aye.
Sanfilippo.
Aye. Excuse me, aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman.
Aye.
Six ayes, one no. The item is approved. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks.